Hey guys, welcome back to QB Rant. My name's Quentin, and this is my compadre,
Bennett, and we are back with another podcast. It has been a long time, like almost 3 months. We are sorry, but at the same time, we are just happy to be back, and we hope that you enjoy.
The inconsistency that we have is the best.
Yeah, we're all about being inconsistent and very professional with our inconsistency.
Even though everything we do is like either an hour before or a day before.
Yeah, we kind of have the greatest schedule for preparation. You see, whenever we're planning to do a podcast, which doesn't really happen, we don't really plan. We'll get ideas. Like, we'll take notes.
Yeah.
Because we're professionals.
Well, there's sometimes where we do plan to make a podcast, like, and we'll say like a week in advance and we'll plan something up. And then we don't really do anything during that week until like the day that we're going to do it or the day before we're going to do it.
Well, we spend at least an hour or two writing down ideas.
And researching ideas, which probably should spend more time, but
you know what? We are going to have a good day. Today's episode is called Quentin's Quarantine Questions.
Yo.
I believe you have some very amazing questions to ask.
Or questions that I thought of on the fly, but let's do it anyways. I have one question right here. What have you been doing during quarantine?
Well, my compadre, I have been having a fun time doing schoolwork for the majority of quarantine. I mean, it kind of sucks because I'm not really learning a lot, not gonna lie. But about a week ago, I gave up. I decided I'm not doing my schoolwork anymore. So guys, if you're a fan of me, then don't get mad at me for not doing schoolwork. Unless you want to, go ahead. But it's just not fun right now.
Yeah, it's kind of boring, to be quite honest. I do have more questions.
Hey, I haven't just been doing schoolwork.
Oh.
Look, I have been taking interest in photography.
You gotta
let me finish.
I'm sorry.
See, I'm a very interesting person. I'm not super boring. See, I'll do schoolwork and then I'll do photography. I take lots of sunset pictures, which is fun, and it kind of takes up a lot of space. And they all look the same, but I can have variety, you know. I'll take some nature photos. It's whatever. Also, I play Fortnite.
You know? Oh, yeah, yeah. What about your sleep schedule? How's your sleep schedule during quarantine?
Oh, you know, we go into bed at, like, midnight watching YouTube till 1 a.m. or later. And then we wake up at, like, 10 or 10:30. It's pretty great. Well, what about your sleep schedule?
My sleep schedule is kind of broken, I'm not gonna lie. It's consistent of me waking up at like 10, same as you, but going to bed at like 5.
5, really?
Yeah.
And how do you feel during the day with only a few hours of sleep?
Well, it depends how early I wake up. I feel sometimes tired and bad, but eventually my energy, I randomly get this burst of energy throughout the day, and then I'm like super tired and lazy.
Yeah,
at some points, but
yeah, that's good. I'm really happy for you that you can have this burst of energy, because everyone needs that.
Everyone needs that small burst of energy. You know what I'm doing during that burst of energy? We're playing duos on Fortnite with that small burst of energy where I'm awake and I can respond to you.
And when you're not a coffee drinker, you just gotta get that God-given energy, you know?
Yeah, right into your soul. Another question I have is, this week, what has made you feel appreciated?
Well, sir, that is kind of a tough question, but I can think of one thing. You see,
I've been through some tough times, eh?
I've been listening to a new artist. Well, not really, but since you got here. And a little bit before, too. His name is BRB Music, aka Burb.
Burb Music, which is what we call him. Amazing.
And he's just grinding. He's like 16 or something. And I feel appreciated because he told me that I'm appreciated.
Okay, okay. What's your favorite song by Bird Music?
By Bird Music? Gotta say, my favorite song would have to be Rough Times.
Really? Alright, alright.
Or I'm Just Chillin'. You know, those are bangers.
Those are, but I think Trust is his best song by far. By the way, guys, if you don't know who Bird Music is, go search him up on Spotify. BRB Music. He's an amazing artist. Another question I have for you is, what kind of music have you been listening to lately? Right, I know you've been listening
off,
to Bird.
Right off the topic of Bird, I've been trying to find lots of new music to listen to, so I've been going on my Apple Music and playing some alternative songs, some pop, and just clicking create radio station. And on Apple Music, if you didn't know, you can click create station and it just makes a bunch of songs for you based on your listening history. And I've been finding some good songs, honestly. It's a good time. How about you?
Me, for music I've been listening to? Well, honestly, I've really just been listening to KSI. He brought out new music, and he was going to go bald if it became first, but sadly it wasn't first, so he didn't go bald.
How high on the charts did his new album get?
Second.
Second. That's first. Really sad.
1975 beat him.
1975. Well, you know what? Props to him, he got second.
I've also been listening to Bird Music, and I've been listening to NF.
Oh yeah, I've been listening to NF. You guys know our boy NF.
Literally making bangers every second, every day.
I mean, it's only been about 6 months since his last release, but you know, it's fine.
I've also been listening to Curios, which he's been creating some pretty good music lately.
Oh yeah, Curios, he's a pretty great guy.
Mm-hmm. Another question is, what have you been eating during quarantine?
Oh man, that is a great question. You see, in quarantine I've had lots of burgers and chicken nuggets. Honestly, chicken fingers too. We love our chicken nuggies.
Let's go.
My family has been delivering meal packages to people each week, which is nice. And the other day, my family got a package delivered to us because they were saying thank you. So we got like this meal, and it had nacho chips and this weird tasting salsa with cilantro in it. The salsa was not great, but it had guacamole and sour cream and like lots of vegetables, and you know, it was a good meal. Not gonna lie.
Alright.
I've been eating pretty well. Actually, I kind of skip breakfast every day, but that's okay because I just wake up later.
You know what they say, breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but lately the only thing I've been eating is supper.
Oh, you should probably work on getting at least two meals a day.
Well, since I've been here, I've been eating lunch.
Oh yeah, Quentin is at my house, actually.
Because we don't have the social distance all that much anymore.
Did you guys know that in our province in Canada, our premier has just said we are allowed to hug 10 people? So it is not illegal for Quentin to be at my house. It's pretty epic.
Let's go, not 6 feet apart anymore.
Yeah, I can just change my 10 people I will hug every day, honestly.
You know what? I got 10 people for today, got 10 people for tomorrow, got 10 people for the next day. If I knew 10 different people of 20 varieties.
I don't even know 10 different people I could hug once.
I could do it for like one day and that's it. And those would be the rest of the people for the rest of my life because I can't change that many different people.
Yeah, it's kind of a sad life, but you know what? That's whatever, bro. We gotta work on that. We gotta find more people.
Well, during this quarantine, both of us have had birthdays, so I'm gonna ask you first. What's happened during your quarantine birthday? How was your experience?
Well, on my quarantine birthday, which was on May the 13th, a while back now, about a month.
Let's go. Happy late birthday.
thank you. I was just kind of hanging out. I went out for A&W in the morning. Mm-hmm. Went through the drive-thru with my parents and got something. I don't remember what I ate. Probably a breakfast sandwich. They actually have decent breakfast at A&W, if you didn't know. I didn't used to know that, but I do know. Later on in the day, I was just kind of at home, and then I was with my cousin. Sorry to those of you who don't think that I was okay. It's okay. I can be with him. He's my family. And we were hanging out. We had a campfire. I had a friend come over and wish me happy birthday. That was nice. And then they left.
Hey, wait. I said happy birthday to you directly.
Yeah. You did text me at about 12:44 a.m. or something.
Oh, was I that late?
Yeah, you were kind of late. I got a birthday text from my compadre.
Let's go.
He was the first one, so he should be honored. So yeah, I got to see a friend. That was great. And I don't know. It was a pretty good day, honestly. I got some chocolate from them. And I got more. So it was cool. Oh, and not gonna lie. I did have someone else come into my backyard for a campfire.
Naughty.
You know what? We were social distancing, probably, and we're not touching each other. So it's okay. What were you doing for your birthday?
For my birthday, it's much longer. It's April 15th. That was a really long time ago. But for my birthday, you sent me a message, but it didn't deliver, sadly. So you didn't even say happy birthday to me the entire day. And... yeah, the entire day, because...
wait, didn't I talk to you during the day, though?
You talked to me during the day, but there was no... you didn't say happy birthday because you thought you already sent it. But
oh, never, yeah. I texted you, like, right at, like, 10:30 the night before. And I was, like... I sent you, like, two messages. And then the next day, I texted you again, not knowing that my other messages hadn't sent. Because I was gonna wish him happy birthday, but I didn't know if he was there. So when I sent my... initial messages, I expected him to answer, and then I would have said happy birthday at 12. But then none of them delivered because I don't have service in my room.
Dang.
Did you do anything during your day?
During my day, I think I don't know what time I woke up, but I woke up, I went downstairs, and I think I played video games for a bit. My family, they sang happy birthday to me. They all wish me happy birthday. Got a couple people that wish me happy birthday, some of my friends through like Snapchat and stuff like that. And then I think I went outside for a bike ride. I can't remember. I think it was like really cold during April.
I don't really know.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. Then during closer to the end of the day, my family all sang happy birthday to me. I had some cake, got some presents.
Oh, you had cake?
Yeah.
I don't like cake. Just so you guys know. Yeah. Random fact. Just thought I'd throw that over there.
I'm not gonna lie, I do like pie more than cake. But
it's okay. It's fine. It's okay. Yeah. You know, cake. It's the thought that counts. Cake has its perks, kind of.
The icing. The icing tastes pretty good.
Sometimes the icing is good. I'm personally just not. I don't have a sweet tooth.
I like pie more than cake, but it was the thought that count, you know?
That's every time.
But it was pretty good. Pretty good. I enjoyed my birthday, and that was basically all that happened. Then I didn't go to bed. I went to bed at like, who knows what time.
Yeah, probably like 4 a.m.
4 a.m. I've been trying to go to bed earlier. I mean, I go to bed at like, well, when I'm here, I'm going to bed at around like 2:30, but... when I'm at my house, I try to go to bed at like 3.
Oh, okay, that's good.
3:30.
You know? Oh, yeah, when you're here, I guess you go to bed earlier. That's good.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm really changing.
I'm helping you out. I'm helping you out with your schedule.
You're getting me tired.
I tire you out.
You're tiring me out during the day.
Yeah, at the start of quarantine, I said that I was going to learn more music and do photography. And the only thing I've done is photography.
What do you mean, like, learn more music?
Well, I said that I was going to learn a bunch of piano songs.
Oh.
And I only learned, like, one song, and I didn't even learn the whole thing. I just started learning, and I quit. Also, I am in music class in school, and I haven't touched my instrument since we left school on like March 13th or March 12th was the last day, I think. And I kind of just,
whenever summer vacation, I mean March break started, that's,
yeah, I kind of just haven't done any music, so I probably should, because it's good for me, and I actually have talent, not gonna lie.
Ooh.
I'm not trying to flex.
Hey, you know what? I can play like a little bit.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, you were learning the Avengers?
The Avengers?
Yeah.
Oh, I was supposed to learn the Avengers on my trombone. I think I remember playing that. Yeah, I played that at school.
Ah, I couldn't think of the Avengers theme song. I started thinking of Star Wars.
Oh, Star Wars, yeah. I don't think I played Star Wars. But yeah, I have a trombone. Actually, I don't anymore because I just returned it to my school. They actually let us go to the building. It was really weird. I went to school, we're supposed to clear out our lockers and return our textbooks and everything, even though the school year is not over. So I went there, and then they had to get my name and get my name on all of my textbooks and stuff I was returning, including my trombone. And then I went to school, and I was walking the halls. It was just very nostalgic, imagining walking the halls with people actually being there.
Yeah, there was actually people there.
Well, there was, like, some teachers there, and then there was the other students returning their books, but we were all social distancing.
Oh, I thought they were going to, like, make people line up outside and go in one at a time to their locker. Because I didn't actually go, because my locker, the beginning of the year, I never have used my locker because I forgot my combination, and... From that point on, it's either I used other people's lockers or I just kept everything in my backpack, which I normally just kept everything in my backpack, so I just didn't go.
Wait, you actually haven't used your locker?
Yeah, I haven't used my locker the entire year. Everything's just been in my backpack.
Oh my goodness.
And then my back hurts at the end of the day.
Yeah, usually when I was at school, I would just, in the first semester, there was a couple textbooks I would leave in my locker. Like for a while, I just carried everything in my backpack. But the one thing I left in my locker was just this one sweater that I thought didn't fit me. But when I went to school the other day to pick up my stuff from my locker, my sweater was the only thing in it, and it turns out it fits me. So now I have another sweater, so that's pretty epic.
Let's go.
That's pretty fun. Do you have something else you want to talk about?
Oh.
Bring up Fortnite again.
Oh, let's go bring back
Fortnite. They just had an event,
which was actually pretty good, but the way it ended,
So yesterday, at 2 p.m. Eastern time.
We did 30 minutes before.
Yeah.
Because that's the best way to get into it. If you didn't get in 30 minutes before, you're kind of screwed.
Yeah, but it was kind of a cool event. Some cool scenes, except that Fortnite kind of ruined the game.
Yeah. Two biggest things that I think happened were the tsunami and the agency blowing up.
Yeah, one of the main locations in Fortnite was destroyed. Kind of at the start of the event, they just blew it up, and then the rest of the event was just like a repetitive thing.
Did see Jonesy though. That was pretty cool.
Oh yeah, Jonesy. Our boy, Jonesy. So that was cool, except that now when you're in the storm in Fortnite, you are swimming, and it doesn't work very good. But I don't really want to talk about Fortnite, because it's kind of boring.
It is kind of boring.
But I play it anyways, because I'm bored. When you're bored, play boring games. But that... wait, is that our motto for the day?
No. Bro. No. Oh, I gotta think of a motto.
We gotta think of a better motto than that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the one last thing that I want to say about Fortnite before we get off this topic is the fact that you can't build and you can only swim up. Like, the storm sucks in so many ways because if you're swimming out of the storm, you're swimming upwards and then you die because you'll die to fall damage when you jump out of the storm unless you're near water. The whole Fortnite map's gonna have to be water in order for people to live when they're getting out of the storm.
Okay. It's okay. I know you're frustrated. It's okay. Because gamers can have frustrations with games. One thing I will say that I forgot that I do in quarantine. At the start, I was doing some art, so I drew my dog and my cat, and that was pretty epic.
Yeah, they look pretty nice.
I mean, none of you can see them, but that's okay. You know, they were decent.
Let me say, from what I've seen, they actually look pretty sick. They look like a real cat, except for one ear is bigger than the other.
That's because the one ear is behind his head.
More? It doesn't really look like it, but...
You know what? It's fine.
It works.
Now, we are going to wrap up the podcast soon.
Soon, but not at the moment. Because I need more time to think of a motto.
Oh, yes, we need a motto.
Yeah, so as we keep talking about whatever we're going to talk about, I guess I'll talk about what I've been doing during these quarantine days.
Oh, yes, I didn't ask you yet that question. So yeah. Back to our first segment. What have you been doing during quarantine, Quentin?
Well, honestly, nothing. I kind of just... I wake up. Right when I wake up, I skip breakfast and I do my schoolwork. And then after I've done my schoolwork, I go play some video games. And then... I play with you sometimes, and then when I'm done that, I'll go for a bike ride or something, and then I'll go on my phone, and I'll watch YouTube because I don't have Instagram or Snapchat or...
Yeah, you just deleted those.
Yeah, I even deleted Reddit.
You deleted Reddit?
Yeah, I deleted Reddit.
Oh, dude, that's kind of...
I know, I have no social media except for YouTube, and that's all I need, bro.
So if you wanted to contact him, you can't.
I don't have anything for someone.
But you can contact me and I will tell him on our Instagram.
Yeah, you can go follow us on Instagram, except mostly just Bennett on Instagram at official_QB_rant, I think it is.
Yeah, probably. It doesn't really matter. There's our plug for the day. You know?
Yeah, we'll probably put it in the description because that's what we do.
I mean, we kind of have never done that, have we?
Yeah, we do it all the time, right?
I don't think we ever plugged our Instagram in the description. Except maybe in the description of our Instagram post.
Imagine. Yeah, so this is follow official.
Here's our Instagram account. A new podcast is out. And if you would like to have an update on our next podcast, follow us at Instagram.
Yeah, and then you'll be able to know. Or you can just keep refreshing for the next 3 months when we post our next one.
Yeah.
Our goal for this year, though, is to get 6 podcasts done. If we can't get 6 podcasts done, that's sad.
I know it doesn't sound like a big goal, but for us, that's our goal.
Next year, we should try to get a podcast done every single month.
We should try to do that.
Yeah.
If we can do that, I'll be proud of us. Honestly. Yeah. Oh, and I believe we hit 4,000 plays, so thank you guys. Since the last episode.
But it's fine. It's a pretty good number.
It's an accomplishment. It's whatever.
Sadly, our estimated audience was 407, and then the app was updating, so we couldn't use it for so long. And then now our estimated audience is 10.
So guys, share a podcast with your friends. Help us to spread around the world.
I don't even know how that's possible. How 10 people can create a lot of different accounts that they can use to watch your podcast and why you'd be doing that, but
you know what? Thank you to those people who have listened to our podcast more than once.
Yeah.
And shout out to our biggest fan again, Japan. That's what we call him. That's his Instagram account.
Sadly, he was banned once, but
you know, he came back with Japan is back.
Yeah.
Instagram account. And I want to say, like, happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah. His birthday was, like, right after mine, right?
His birthday was, like, the day before yours, I believe. On April 14th. But I could be wrong. It might be April 16th. Yeah. I kind of forget. I apologize.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Japan, when you hear this, we did remember your birthday. Right. We just don't remember the exact day.
But we're, like, one day off at most.
We're 2 days off.
Okay, anyways, that's okay. You know what?
Yeah.
This episode, we're going to have to wrap up.
So. Yeah, because we are getting way off track. Going to take a sip of water.
And if you guys did enjoy this episode, then...
Please make sure to show all your friends.
And if you didn't enjoy it, well...
Please make sure to show all your friends.
If you have friends, you know?
Yeah, if you don't have friends, please make sure to show your parents. If you have one parent, then please make sure to show your parent. If you do not have parents, I'm sorry. Please show your grandparents.
Yes, we need the clout. And if you would like to shout us out, no, I'm kidding. Okay.
No, that's okay. That's fine. We just do this for fun anyways.
This has been Quentin's Quarantine Questions.
Some of them were Quentin's Quarantine Questions.
We kind of went off track a bit, but we hope that it took up some of your day and it wasn't super boring.
Yeah, and so I gotta create the motto right now, so I'm just gonna think off the top of my head. If you can't swim, don't play Fortnite. Thank you for listening, everybody. That is the motto for the day.
Have a great rest of your day. We're gonna be signing out. Goodbye.
See you.